Hi, and welcome back to the Property Side Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Paul, and today I'm going to be talking about scaling up and getting involved in property projects with your own money and without any of your own money by using joint venture partners. Now, let's face it, going alone in property, it can be tough. You know, it's a lonely business. Not only can it limit you, but it also puts the weight of, you know, finding deals, managing projects, securing funding, all of that weight is solely on your shoulders. Now, partnering with investors who are cash rich and building a strong JV team around you, there's no doubt about it, it can unlock incredible possibilities. And we're going to dive into that a little bit today. Now, right now, at the moment, I've got more than a few. I've got multiple mentees who are utilising investors' funds in projects, various different things, and they are getting amazing results, generating themselves a nice income in the process, well into the six figures in some cases. So how do you find these investors? Where are they? Well, there are several ways to find investors for your property deals. So I'm going to talk about a few effective strategies that you can use. So first up, networking. Attend property investment meetups, conferences, online forums. You'll be surprised by the number of potential investors looking for an opportunity. You know, and a lot of people are scared to put off by networking. You know, they're scared of what to say. They're scared of saying the wrong thing. They're scared of coming across as a complete newbie. And when you're just starting out in property, networking can be really, really scary. You know, and I did a podcast a good while ago now, and I should probably update it and do another one. I might do it next week, who knows, on networking specifically. So how to network, because nobody shows you how to do it. You kind of just have to, you know, find your feet, find your way. But there are some, you know, helpful things that we can share with you. But like I say, there is a podcast episode that we've already done on networking. So go and check that out if you're maybe lacking in a little bit of confidence on how to go about it. So another thing, in addition to networking, is social proof is huge when you're looking to work with joint venture partners. You know, build your reputation online and offline. Showcase your expertise, past successes to attract that investor interest, because it's huge. You know, we've got people that do this really well, that really show off what they've done in the past. And that just opens the floodgates to people wanting to work with them, because they can physically see, you know, the before pictures, the after pictures, what's happened there in the middle, and it showcases that person's ability to project manage, to you know, help an investor through that process. So honestly, showcasing your expertise is amazing. If you don't have any experience and you are starting from day one and you're thinking, well, what do I do? Well, you've just got to build your reputation online, and everybody starts from somewhere. You know, we weren't all born with this experience. You've got to start somewhere. So don't let being a newbie and having zero experience put you off. You've got to get it from somewhere. Just by starting, just start is the ultimate thing, really. You know, and if you've got that, if you're the type of person out there that's done maybe a project on your own home, you know, you've done a refurb on your own property and you've got before and after pictures, you can leverage that. You can show that, because you haven't done it for a third party, an investor, but you've done it for yourself. You've shown you've gone through that process and you've got that experience. So leverage testimonials as well, case studies, use them. And, you know, a good website as well to kind of point investors to. So if you meet somebody out networking, you get talking, it's like, oh, hey, you know, check out my website, have a look at what we do. You know, that's another option as well. Just social proof, put it out there. Another thing, targeted marketing. So consider running online adverts or collaborating with financial advisors who target demographics aligning with your ideal investor profile. Now, there's lots of people out there who, in their day job, for example here, you know, the IFAs out there, the financial advisors, who do they work with? Who are their clients? Their clients are likely people who are looking to invest. Make friends with financial advisors. Get out there on LinkedIn and find them. It's very simple, very, very, you know, logical thing if you're thinking about it. Okay, who out there has day-to-day contact with the ideal type of person I want to speak to? IFAs are probably top of the list. And it's something that's worked so well over and over and over again. And they're happy to point people in your direction. If you befriend them and show them what you do and what you can do, they'll point their clients towards you and you can get leads, you know, quite easily. And they're qualified leads. They're investors looking to invest. Another thing is be clear. You know, be clear on your offering. Clearly articulate the type of deals you can find, the type of things you are willing to do, you know, the likely investment minimums, the potential returns, because transparency in this business, when you're working with, you're trying to onboard investors, you're trying to find JV partners, transparency is what builds trust. And it attracts the right investor to you. So if you're open and transparent and clear and concise about, okay, I'm looking for a JV partner, but what I want is not just any old JV partner with someone with a bit of cash. I'm looking for a specific type. I'm looking for somebody who wants BRR projects only or flips or whatever it may be. You are looking for a specific type. You can also even, you know, you can also break that down into not just the type of project, for the type of investor, it's budget levels as well. So you might be looking for investors who are willing to put in all of the cash, some of the cash. You know, it's very different types of individuals. So be clear on who you're trying to find. And a great way of finding these investors is using things like online forms and quizzes to entice potential clients in. And you can do this using something called Score App. Now, Score App is a brilliant bit of software that I've come across in the past few months. And it honestly, it's awesome. Basically, it enables you to build your contact list or build a list of leads, whatever you want to call them. But the best part is you get so much data on these people, it is unbelievable. So what am I talking about? I'll give you an example. So if you create a quiz, let's say a quiz, and you ask, I don't know, 15 questions about things like budget, what's the person's budget, what location are they looking to invest, what sort of level of returns do they want, if they're ready to invest now or is it in the future, do they have access to funds or need lending, and so on and so on. What you get by asking those questions of people and putting it in a quiz format, what you get is an incredible amount of data on your potential clients before, and this is the best bit, before you've even spoke to them. You've qualified them online. Now, I've got mentees using this scoreapp.com, and they are onboarding investors for fun doing this. So it's 100% worth checking out. If you're looking to build an investor list, if you're looking to find JV clients, if you're looking to find off-market deals, whatever it is, you can tailor it. And I'm going to share the link in the show notes for you so you can try it out for yourself. You can try it for free and then, you know, see how you get on with it and go from there. But honestly, if you do it right and you use the software right, it can be a real game changer, because just purely because of the amount of data that you get. It is literally unbelievable. So go and check it out, scoreapp.com. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. So if you're looking for help in your property journey, then how about a mentor? that will work with you and support you forever and share 20 plus years of knowledge in the property sector. Well, that's exactly what we're offering. Lifetime of property and business coaching. A whole lifetime of property and business coaching, support and guidance on your property journey. Plus you get education in the form of multiple online courses covering many popular property strategies. Now, the Property and Business Mastermind is now accepting applications. So if you think you need help and you want to avoid paying thousands for training from the property gurus out there, this is for you. Apply today at psnpropertyblog.com. Now, another thing is, don't wait around for the perfect investor or JV partner to fall in your lap. Take action, take control. You know, for God's sake, don't. The worst thing that people do that I see again and again and again, they're always waiting for something. They're waiting to feel ready is the worst thing in the world. You know, if you're looking to get started in property and you're looking to build income, you can't sit on the sidelines. You have to take control. So don't wait around. Start networking. Build that online presence, like we said. Practice your pitch by actively seeking partnerships. You'll increase your chances of finding the right people to propel you towards income just by using JV partners. Right, so let's talk about some real-world examples. Now, I've got a mentee, I think I mentioned him on the last podcast, actually, called Alex, who is just starting project number two with his next JV partner. His first project netted him almost 40k, and he used zero of his own money in the deal. And that's the thing. That's what he does. He uses zero of his own money, and he generates income. You know, 40k, that's more than your average annual salary in the UK right now. He did that in one project, and he's now on to project two. So you can see the benefit of how you can structure these JVs to, you know, really, you know, ultimately, JVs with cash-rich investors like that are like a slingshot towards your own success. You know, they're not easy. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to structure it. You have to, you know, there has to be that knowledge behind it. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. But it's an opportunity that you really should be looking at if you're looking to get into property. Now, another mentee of mine, Marzina, wonderful lady, she's making it a family affair because her brother is a builder, and so she's onboarded a JV investor over the past few months, and they are undertaking it together with a nice little profit for everybody concerned. And I remember helping Marzina crunch the numbers on one of our one-to-one monthly video calls and thinking, this little project here is an absolute diamond. This is going to fly. And in fact, last night, she messaged me and messaged the group on WhatsApp that we have for our mentees. And she picked up the keys yesterday, actually, and she messaged the group sharing a little video last night of a quick walk around of the property. The kitchen's already been delivered. And everything's, you know, raring to go, and I'm sure there'll be work going on this weekend even. You know, and it's going to be an exciting few months seeing it take shape. And Marzina she's got my support throughout the refurb entirely, and I'm here if she needs any help at all during the entire process. Now, I've got another mentee that they actually didn't have any funds, or enough funds to do a project of his own, and he really wanted to do a project and project manage and learn on the job, so to speak. So he found a JV partner, and they've done a HMO conversion, or they did a HMO conversion together that was a huge success. And this was a few years ago now. Right now, he no longer needs any JV partners because he's built up his own cash pot and he invests himself. He's grown his own portfolio to a handful of properties all around the UK, you know, and he's really kicked on. And just starting out by finding a JV investor to, like I say, it's that shot in the arm, it's that slingshot to go from zero to, you know, somewhere. It's really, it's sped up in a way his trajectory, you know, and his route to that success, to that type of income, to building a portfolio. You know, he's not just got one property, he's got a portfolio now, a small portfolio, and that's only going to grow and grow and grow, and the income is going to grow with it. So with JVs, you can go from zero with no money of your own to investing in your own portfolio. And that's why I say that knowledge really is powerful. And if you know how to do it, you know how to structure it, you can find a good, solid project as well, then honestly, what can stop you? What can stop you? The answer is, there's only you standing in your own way right now. Only you stopping you from doing what these other people have done. And next time out, I'll be chatting about the current market conditions in the UK and where the opportunities are for people who are starting with zero. So if that sounds like you, that's a must listen. So don't forget, you know, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on these episodes. Yeah, so don't miss out. Right, that is all for this one. Just a quick episode this week, but I hope you enjoyed the episode nonetheless. And I'm going to be back very soon, next week, with more property-based goodness. But until then, stay safe and take it easy.